Good morning and welcome to Sounds of Praise, a presentation sponsored by St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson. The St. Peter congregation is shepherded by Pastor Daniel Speckard and affiliated with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and, as such, is Christ-centered and service-oriented. We are Donna and Brian Ness, members of St. Peter congregation, and on this second Sunday after Pentecost, we look forward to sharing Christ's holy word with you through scripture and song. The Old Testament reading from a closing chapter of Isaiah is much different from his earlier presentation of Christ as the suffering servant. Here he presents a message of condemnation, not of nations surrounding Israel, but those in Israel who rejected God's call. Because they worshipped false gods and led immoral lives in keeping with their pagan worship, the Lord will judge them. But in the closing verses, we hear of the restoration of the remnant of Israel, blessings on the offspring from Jacob and Judah, which includes the faithful under the new covenant. As he has done since the first promise of redemption when Adam and Eve fell into sin, we hear of God's amazing grace.
A reading from the 65th chapter of the prophet Isaiah. I was ready to be sought by those who did not ask for me. I was ready to be found by those who did not seek me. I said, "Here am I, here am I," to a nation that was not called by my name. I spread out my hands all the day to a rebellious people who walk in a way that is not good, following their own devices. A people who provoke me to my face continually, sacrificing in gardens and making offerings on bricks, who sit in tombs and spend the night in secret places, who eat pig's flesh and broth of tainted meat is in their vessels, who say, "Keep to yourself, do not come near me, for I am too holy for you." These are a smoke in my nostrils, a fire that burns all the day. Behold, it is written before me, "I will not keep silent, but I will repay. I will indeed repay into their bosom, both your iniquities and your father's iniquities together," says the Lord, "because they made offerings on the mountains and insulted me on the hills. I will measure into their bosom payment for their former deeds." Thus says the Lord, "As the new wine is found in the cluster, and they say, 'Do not destroy it, for there is a blessing in it,' so I will do for my servants' sake, and not destroy them all. I will bring forth offspring from Jacob and from Judah, possessors of my mountains. My chosen shall possess it, and my servants shall dwell there."
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. The Lord has promised good to me, his word my hope secures. He will my shield and portion be, as long as life endures. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. His grace has brought me safe thus far. His grace
St. Paul, writing to the Galatians, explains that under the law, we are held captive, imprisoned because of our sin. He explains that in Christ Jesus, you are all sons of God through faith, Abraham's offspring, heirs according to promise, no longer a slave but a son, and if a son, then an heir of eternal life through God. When God's time was right, when the fullness of time had come, we can now sing, "Once He Came in Blessing."
A reading from the third and fourth chapters of the letter of St. Paul to the Galatians. Now before faith came, we were held captive under the law, imprisoned until the coming faith would be revealed. So then, the law was our guardian until Christ came, in order that we might be justified by faith. But now that faith has come, we are no longer under a guardian. For in Christ Jesus you are all sons of God through faith. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to promise. I mean that the heir, as long as he is a child, is no different from a slave, though he is the owner of everything, but he is under guardians and managers until the date set by his father. In the same way, we also, when we were children, were enslaved to the elementary principles of the world. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, "Abba, Father." So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God.
Gospel reading, Jesus and his disciples go to the southeast end of the Sea of Galilee, where they encounter a man living among the tombs who was possessed with many demons. The demons recognize Jesus, requesting that he not send them into the abyss, the place that will be their final dwelling. They ask permission to enter a large herd of swine, which Jesus allows them to do. They rush down into the water where they are all drowned. Their herders spread the news to the surrounding populace, who come out to see the healed man, sitting at the feet of Jesus. Jesus told him to tell the people in this Gentile area what he had done for him. We sing of our restoration to God's family in the hymn, "I Bind Unto Myself Today."
A reading from the eighth chapter of the Gospel according to St. Luke. Then they sailed to the country of the Gerasenes, which is opposite Galilee. When Jesus had stepped out on land, there met him a man from the city who had demons. For a long time he had worn no clothes, and he had not lived in a house but among the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him and said with a loud voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me." For he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For many a time it had seized him. He was kept under guard and bound with chains and shackles, but he would break the bonds and be driven by the demon into the desert. Jesus then asked him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Legion," for many demons had entered him. And they begged him not to command them to depart into the abyss. Now a large herd of pigs was feeding there on the hillside, and they begged him to let them enter these. So he gave them permission. Then the demons came out of the man and entered the pigs, and the herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and were drowned. When the herdsmen saw what had happened, they fled and told it in the city and in the country. Then people went out to see what had happened, and they came to Jesus and found the man from whom the demons had gone, sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And those who had seen it told them how the demon-possessed man had been healed. Then all the people of the surrounding country of the Gerasenes asked him to depart from them, for they were seized with great fear. So he got into the boat and returned. The man from whom the demons had gone begged that he might be with him, but Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return to your home and declare how much God has done for you." And he went away, proclaiming throughout the whole city how much Jesus had done for him.
Pastor Speckert and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School look forward to meeting you, visiting with you, and worshiping with you. Our weekly worship service is Sunday morning at 9 o'clock, followed by Bible class and summer Sunday school activity time for all ages. Various small group Bible studies and other activities meet throughout the week. For more information regarding the church, please call 574-896-2025. Always know that the sound, movement, and energy young children bring to the sanctuary is a blessing to us all and is welcomed. May you remember that what God ordains is always good.